how to preach to atheistic people who don't want to hear us, but only want to speak their own ideas as the truth. Yes, there are certain people who may not be preachable. There are certain people who may know too much to be helpful. They may know too much to be helpful. So every argument we give, they have a counter argument. Every argument they give, we give, they have a counter argument. But for such people, just have a friendly, cordial relationship and leave it at that. So they are too situated in the certainty of their own ideas right now to be benefited. So what will be required is they have to learn the school of hard knocks. They have to learn it in life, and then they get jolted by the ups and downs of life, because of which they become spiritually inquisitive. Then, if we have not created any hostility with them, they will know what is happening with these devotees, but they are nice people. I didn't agree with them, but they are nice people. Then they will come to Krishna. So our duty is, we should not think that if somebody doesn't become a devotee, that is our failure. If we consider the mission of outreach, it is, its success can be at various levels. So if we see that's a pyramid. A pyramid is a vertical structure, and the circumference of the pyramid, as we move down, it keeps becoming bigger and bigger. So like that, the effects of outreach will be like a pyramid. So, like a pyramid means that at the top, by our attempting to preach, there may be some people who become really committed devotees. They are like at the top of the pyramid, serious arguments. But if people don't become committed devotees, they can become well-wishers, they will become patrons, or even if they become appreciators, they are somewhere down in the pyramid. Hare Krishna, they're nice people. I don't agree with them, but I like them. If even that level of favorable disposition comes, that also is good. So we don't have to judge our success in preaching based on how much we are able to make other devotees. The people who are atheistic, they just have cordial relationship and leave it at that. They're not ready to hear. It's not that we have to hear from them. Sometimes they need time, and later on they will become more receptive. So we should not create hostility with them. But nor should we spend our time trying to make them devotees if they're not ready to hear also. If somebody is too convinced, we just have to leave them and let Krishna work on their heart. And we leave them with a cordial, positive impression of us.